Box A, the this pointer. Recall that a member function has access to the data members of the object that calls it. But how does this work? Does each object get its own separate version of the member function that uses its data members? It does not really seem practical to have a separate function for each object, all of which do the same thing, just with different data members. So what C++ actually does with member functions is it implements them like normal functions, but it creates the function with a hidden parameter to which the compiler passes a pointer to the member function's calling object. Essentially, by passing a hidden pointer into the member function, which points to the object that called the function, the member function is able to access the data members of the calling object. This hidden parameter is called the this pointer. You can explicitly reference the this pointer inside a member function using the this keyword. Accessing the this pointer can be useful when you need to pass a pointer to the calling object as an argument to another function called inside a member function. Box B, friends. Sometimes we will have a non-member function that is closely related to a class. So closely related that we would like to give that function the ability to access the class's private data and methods. To do this, the class must declare the function a friend. A friend of the class can then access the class's private members directly. It does not need to go through the class's public interface. To declare a function a friend, you use the friend keyword in the class definition, followed by the prototype of the function you want to make a friend. See the top of box B. Friend classes extend the idea of friend functions. Instead of making a function a friend, you make all the methods of another class a friend. The syntax is similar to functions. To make all the methods of a class friends with our class, we use the friend keyword, followed by the class prototype in the class definition. See the bottom of box B. Box C, the static keyword. There are two different ways we use the static keyword. The first is in a function or member function. A static variable declared inside a function has the interesting property in that it is created and initialized once and not destroyed when the function terminates. That is, its value persists across function calls. It can be used as a quasi-global variable in that it always persists, but its variable scope is inside the function. The second way the static keyword can be used is in a class. Sometimes you will want to have a universal class variable that is not part of the objects of that class, but rather is associated to the class name itself. For example, we may want an object counter, which keeps track of how many objects of some class have been instantiated. This is called reference counting. This might be useful if you want to know how many enemy opponents are left in a game level, for example. Clearly, each object does not need to own a copy of this counter, since the count will be the same across all objects. So the variable should not be part of the objects. Rather, because we are counting objects of a particular class, and we only need one counter, it makes sense that the counter should be owned by the class itself. We can express this kind of class variable by prefixing its declaration with the static keyword. Note that because this is a class variable, all object instances of that class can still access this universal variable. Also note the special syntax used to initialize static class variables. So to reiterate, a static variable declared inside a class is a universal class variable that is not part of the objects of that class, but rather is associated to the class name itself. In addition, a member function can be prefixed with the static keyword. As with static class variables, a static method is not associated with any particular object instance, and therefore does not have a hidden this pointer parameter. Rather, a static method is associated with the class name itself. Box D, namespaces. Namespaces are to code as folders are to files. That is to say, as folders are used to organize groups of related files and prevent file name clashes, namespaces are used to organize groups of related code and prevent code name clashes. For instance, the entire C++ standard library is organized in the standard namespace. Essentially, the std:// prefix tells the compiler to search the standard namespace to look for the standard library code we need. At this point in your programming career, the possibility of name clashes may not be apparent. For instance, you might say that you will ensure that you do not name two things the same thing, thereby avoiding name clashes altogether. This ideology is reasonable on a small development scale. However, once you begin large-scale developments, where you're working on a team with dozens of programmers, and where you're using several third-party C++ libraries, the possibility of name clashes increases quite a bit. For example, when developing a 3D game, using polygons for the graphics, you may need to define a class called Polygon, but the Win32 API, which is a C++ library used for developing Windows applications, already defines a function called Polygon. Thus, the name Polygon becomes ambiguous. Does it refer to the function name or the class name? This is a name clash. The solution to this problem is a namespace. Since our polygon has to do with 3D graphics, we might put it in a GFX 3D namespace, as the box shows. As you can see, to make a namespace, all you use is the namespace keyword, followed by the namespace name you want, and then enclose all the code you want to be in that namespace in the corresponding code block. Note that we can add members to a particular namespace across source code files. For as the box shows, we can add a variable to the GFX3D namespace in a separate file just as easily. To access code in a namespace, you just use the namespace name, followed by the scope resolution operator, followed by the code identifier. The bottom of box D shows some examples, and you have already seen us prefix standard library code with the std:// prefix.